Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Mo B, man, drop that shit. You know what time it is. Yeah, I know what time it is. So grab one by the hand, you know what I'm saying? And throw up that shit. Hey, yo, 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 throw y'all fingers up. Just sound, man, just sound, you know? Tell me, baby, are you lonely? Don't want to rush out, can help you if you're only. Let me touch it for wrong love, tell me. Cause I get caught up in the life I live as hell. See, I never thought I'd see the day when I would calm down. You ain't heard, I've been on the clown and get around. That's my word, see you walking and you're looking good. Yes indeed, got a body like a sex fiend. You're killing me with your attitude to match, right? Don't be phony cause I hate it when you act like. You don't know me, I've been stressing in the spotlight. I want the fame but the industry's a lot like a crap game, ain't no time for commitment. I gotta go, can't be with you every minute, Nick. Another show, and even though I'm known for my one night stand, look here, I wanna be an honest man, but temptation's gone. the hurdles. Up, down, and up. Give them the beat up.
All right, folks, back again, the Marty Smith Show. You know, I don't do the shows like I used to because I get busy with the stuff that I get my groove in with that pay my rent, or at least pay my phone bills and my, you know, put food on the table. Not saying that the show does not. Of course it does. It all adds to my success. But this is a leisure of love, my shows. And I get folks calling in. Brother calling in from the 409. Looks like Houston. You live?
Yes, sir. I'm on here.
What's cracking in Houston? I was there 2 weeks ago, and a storm came out of nowhere, bro. I was in Houston 2 weeks ago. A storm came out of nowhere, and, like, the airport just shut the fuck down. Like, I mean, like, 6 inches of water. It was like summer, bro. Next thing I know, it's like you can go fishing at the airport.
Yeah, be like that out here, man. This weather really just bipolar out here. You never know.
You know what else
is
bipolar?
It'll be hot one day. What's that?
You know what else is bipolar in Houston? The public don't know about Houston. See, they don't go back to them Earl Campbell days and all that old stuff. But anyway, I digress. But they think that y'all only got one Beyonce. That's what's really messed up. They're south.
Oh no! It's a lot of talent out here in Houston, man. Especially in the R&B industry. It's just that they don't get a whole lot of shine because the rappers is the one that's mainly taking all the shine. But the new chick out of Houston, like she fire right now.
What's her name again? Tell us.
Lizzo.
Okay.
That chick Lizzo. Yeah, she out of Houston right now. Megan Thee Stallion popping
Lizzo
out of Houston as far as the female hip hop. Yes, sir.
Hey, 414, if you're listening to me, 414-252 out of Wisconsin, you're calling into my home number. You need to call into the show number. Feel me? I'm not going to stop my show, particularly if you're part of the pre-conference call for the show, right? Feel me, Houston?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I'm talking to Houston. Wisconsin calling me on my private line, but you called me on the show line. So,
right on.
And that's I'm not making this up. This is important. So, folks, call me 646-668-2358. That's guest call in for the Marty Smith Show. I'll be here tomorrow, too, around 11:30 Pacific Standard Time. However, I'm right now, I'm chopping it up with my man in Houston. Houston, break down, what's your call sign, what's your name, what's your plan?
Yeah, man, this is Deuce the Beast out of Houston, Texas. First off, shout out Pastor Don Jr. and the winning team, CEO, and my manager, Lewis Gregory. That's who calling from Milwaukee. Shout out to my manager and the man upstairs
okay.
for making it all possible.
Just let him know, call in now, 646-668-2358. Sorry about
okay,
that,
I'm
but
send him a text
that's
right
important. Because I see 414-252. That's him.
Yeah, that's him.
See, I you don't even know that I knew the Wisconsin area code off the top of my dome. I go deep, bro.
Yeah.
One of the first languages I learned was not Spanish. It was Greek. I don't know what possessed me. And then I end up pledging Alpha Phi Alpha in college. And then it's like, hey, you got to learn this Greek alphabet. Oh, I got that. That's one less whooping. I'm good. What type of music you trying to do? What type of entertainment and production are you trying to bring out of Houston? We're bringing you in Wisconsin in about 15 seconds.
It's hip. It's all hip hop and R&B mix. I work with a lot of R&B artists out here, but it's mainly hip hop. It's underground right now. I'm trying to get it to the mainstream level. Get out there, get a new singer that we got right now. Go ahead.
Let me ask you. Okay, you can send anything MP3 or MP4 to me. I can only upload it MP3, but I can convert it from MP3. I can convert from multiple AVI, Windows. You know, I can convert from multiple formats, but my preference is if you want to send me something, BlueThinkTank@gmail.com. BlueThinkTank@gmail.com. If you don't already have it, please try to send me an MP4 or 3. If there's a video link, I don't mind video links, folks. However, I be moving so quick. Just send me the goddamn trap. Don't send me the trap for the trap. Send me the trap. You call me for the trap. Give me the key to the trap. Just let me get in the trap, right?
Right on.
It makes sense. Now, having said that,
you got a single on the way right now.
T.I.'s on my mind. Not for what you think, because I've been watching this T.I., Killer Mike, and they've been talking to this Candace Owens and all this, so... You know, I'm not a big Power 106 type cat. And, I don't, you know, when I started in the game, I had to do mainstream media. I started my show because I need to get stuff off my chest. So I didn't try to connect it to what I was doing. Now folks is like, oh, you that brother. Yeah. Oh, do you realize that had you not did this, that this? Yeah, I already know that, and I knew why I did it when I did it, but that's not what I'm doing now. And some of them still owe me checks, or at least give me my platinum gold records. That's all somebody I used to negotiate. Don't even pay me, because I'm not going to prison for you. Just give me a gold record. How about a real one, not some shit from Compton to swap me? Some real shit. Not from the Houston suburb swamp. Nope, not from Ward 5, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9. Give me some real shit that was ordered with a hologram. Feel me? And
yes,
don't call me no more after I get the shit, because I'm not. I had thought through all of the shit in the game, bro. I'm telling you some real stuff. I thought through all of it. In the 90s, I thought through every aspect. I have no understanding of digital, though. And phone records.
Yeah, though, digital is where it's at.
And
on
phone
the cool,
records.
A lot of people don't realize that.
Right. And phone records, which led to the digital. Oh, okay. So I was like, don't send me no checks. Don't get me caught up. I just play it straight lace. Boom. I do want a gold platinum record. I need that on my wall. However, let me make my game off y'all game and just keep pumping me up with product. Give me product. Give me product. You feel me?
Yes, sir. And I just shot you the latest single right now in the email, bluethinktank@gmail.com, right?
Yeah, I see it.
All right.
While I'm in this mix of shows, 414, we'll upload that tomorrow morning and try to get you in the mix tomorrow, certainly.
Right on.
Not in with you. I play all kind of stuff. I was in Alabama a couple of weeks ago. I left on 7. And I realized I had worked some of y'all might be young-minded, but I had worked Johnny Taylor's one of his last records before he died. I worked it, meaning work it means they send you the CD, and we still had a little bit of vinyl back there. And then you had to take it wherever a club was or a radio station and walk it in there. Old school, damn near like Motown in the 60s, and get it played. And I worked one of his last records, and I worked Coco Taylor records off Malico. Malco. It's called the Chitlin Circuit. Y'all know something about that? A
little bit. I know Johnny Taylor.
I do.
Always play Johnny Taylor.
Well, the Chitlin Circuit is a circuit that pretty much old school Southerners, black folks, pretty much, and Southerners and some white folks, and off a network of folks that move music, whether it's from Memphis, Houston, Kansas, Alabama, Pensacola. You know what I'm saying? They just move the music. He come out of Detroit. It don't matter. He come out of Opa-locka. They're going to move it. As long as it works within the grind of the Chitlin Circuit, which is pretty much black folks' music. So I'm saying that to say, I just was in Alabama, and that conversation came up, and I was like, man, y'all know something about that too? And I talked to some young brothers, real young, and it's like, yeah, man, I know something about that. I was like, okay. So what y'all want to do, 414-409, you're live on the Marty Smith Show.
I really just want to get the name out there, let people know who we are, and
the
projects that we got in the works. Again, I'm Deuce the Beast. My manager on the line with me, that's Lewis Gregory. You can find me on Twitter at H-Town Beast. If anybody is on social network, that's my main platform right there. It's a slept-on platform, but that's why I'm popping up.
What about Instagram?
And the same with Instagram is H-Town.Beast. So you got to put the dot in there on that. Somebody got me on my last page and took the whole name, H-Town Beast. But it's H-Town, H-T-O-W-N dot Beast, B-A-S-T. I ain't on that as much as I probably should be on now, but I don't do a whole lot of pitching and everything. I'm mainly there for tweeting and statuses and things like that, but I am on Instagram if anybody's on now. And if anybody's still on Facebook, it's facebook.com/H-Town Beast. I'm on there also.
I'm always on Instagram. I'm always on Instagram at Blue National. Blue National. I have this thing about blue. It just kind of works for me. I was Little Boy Blue, blow your horn. I have my trumpet. I still play trumpet. So
yeah.
Blue, me, yeah, of course. I'm a musician. I'm a disc jockey, musician, MC, clowner, partier. I'm a lover of all good things, except you got to remember, young men, don't do too much excess. Otherwise, you go to your own funeral for free. You know, your funeral is free. Did you know yours is free? To you, it's free. I realized that when I saw one of my homies, man, to here in L.A., he would have been an enemy. Imagine that, another black man as an enemy. Of course not, if we all had consciousness. But he and I met in Oakland. That's 500 miles away. Okay, we good up there. We don't have to deal with L.A. Then the nigga died on me and invited me to his funeral. He died and invited me to his funeral. I'm like, goddamn, bro. It was a big party, bro. Tell you. But the brother was smiling in his own casket. He didn't even look like he was. He looked like he had just came from the club and shaved again and just like, let me get some sleep. He didn't even look dim bomb. This is the true story. out of nowhere, every female hen I ever fucked with, group or outside or within, just started passing by the cat. Now, at this point, I'm like, you know, I had to travel from L.A. to Oakland to go bury my brother. This is ridiculous. This is really ridiculous because it didn't feel right. Then we found out there might have been some foul play. You feel me? You see where this road is going? Then you wake up the next day. Yeah, everybody been down this road. And then you realize after you deal with his left behind, which would be a female who found the body, and I asked, what was you doing before he died? How about the minute before? How about a half second? What was going on there? And it didn't add up. You feel me, playboy? And now I realize I don't want to be the brother smiling at my own funeral for free. If I have to be that brother, I want to charge y'all to go. And that's why I had a Marty Smith show. I'm setting that up now. See?
Hey, they're going to charge us to go. God damn.
And hopefully y'all can perform something and sell some CDs. You know, we ain't got to sell it out the trunk, but we're going to take it up a notch. We're going to sell it out the casket now, goddammit, because this is all we're going to have.
I'm telling you, you told me that.
I'm telling you to use it. Listen, we cannot produce Nipsey Hussle Logic. That does not work for the business structure we're in America. White folks don't get down with our hood get down. They just like to go to our party and wear our shit. Get it? They will sleep with us. They won't believe in us. You see what I'm saying? Right. I hope you didn't miss that. So, you know, because the big theme right now, you know, everybody taking their horse to the Old Town Road, and some of them is riding hoes. once they get to the Old Town stop, they're gonna realize these hoes been rode before. This is not new territory here. Let's forget where we got to go, goddammit, and cut the bullshit. That's what we're saying here on the Marty Smith Show. I didn't mean to call y'all to lecture. I heard from 414 Spreeko and the manager? We need to get in there, man. Get in there. Come on in, bro. Come on, man. Put the gloves on. Me and 409 will go for all night. Anybody with me? Well, I got an international audience. It doesn't matter. They can hang up, folks. And I still have an international audience. I would love to get to that Rush Limbaugh stage where I'm just like a black. Nah, I don't want to be a black. Yeah, I do. I'm lying. Yeah, I do. And fly around the country and get speeches and shit at Pastor Don Church. Yeah, hell yeah. I'm Marty Smith, part of the winning team, and I'd like to say on behalf of the people, thank you.
Huh.
That sounds hella good. Oh, man. Man, I don't know about y'all, folks. Y'all ain't ready for us. I'm going to have to put some music on. Y'all take a break.
Baby, backseat, screaming out, ashes, young, attractive, handsome bachelor, awesome rapper, got a knack for vernacular, when I perform, spectacular, I'll have any girl that I want, I'ma take the girl in the front, boots bounce when I tell the crowd jump, honey, come backstage, I just wanna have fun, but I'm too young to be locked down, not now, need a new car, drive around with a top down, new bra with a bra and a top down, chilling in the backseat, screaming out loud,
wants to be my lady, but I don't see her. She wants to be my lady, but I'm a free bird.
Shawn Michaels, and yeah, I like you, but not enough to wipe you. You say I'm nice, true, and you think I'm the right dude, but there's another girl just like you.
Like who?
I'm on the road, another night, another show, new event, in a new time zone, and the live show is so mind-blowing, and it's my show, so you know that I'm blown.
You know?
No sex gonna give me head. Long distance, this ain't my thing. Yeah, I'm single, don't need no ring. I'm a free man now, I don't need no string. Sing.
She wants to be my lady, but I don't see her. She wants to be my lady, but I'm a free bird.
Jacuzzis and groupies, boobies and booze, and no rules, I'm only 22, I need to watch football and hang with the crew, but if you don't get mad, when I get fat, that's all I do.
Where? I'm Jay Carpenter, the first corner of Adam and the brand at the Chevron gas station.
I'm a T-train in the river to Adam and the brand at the corner of the Chevron gas station.
Coming in live back at the Marty Smith Show. Sometimes we get so real, we just take it all the way to the street. Let's just see what they doing outside the house. Pull up their call sign. We got the technology. This is the Marty Smith Show. Everybody complaining about this, that, and other. Check their ass first. Just get on their radio. Y'all think I'm playing, huh? Oh, no, we are not playing. You can't even put out a song without the FBI knowing about it now. You can't even post a video. All the social media is sucker free. Nah, I'm lying to you. It ain't sucker free. If it was, you wouldn't have it. We'd just be talking to each other like regular humans. But we're going through platforms in which we don't own, and we're not really invested in, and we don't have a stake in the future, and we're trying to regulate who can say what and who can be what. I just, that was about a week ago. I think I did that show as soon as I got back from L.A., but I might have done that. I got the information in Alabama, and that was listening to Dave Chappelle's sticks and stones. And I put some of that up on a couple of shows back. Have any of you gentlemen got into that and listened to that and understand what Dave Spell was trying to say or is saying?
No, I haven't seen it yet. What'd he say?
Wow. Well, he goes deep into why it is folks like me can't do these shows. Why it is it's so hard to actually on issues. And expect to be attacked. I mean, really, you're going to be attacked. You know, that type of thing. He spoke on some controversial issues with regard to all of the issues that get people pissed off, whether it's homosexuality, gun violence, you know the list, right, bro? There's a whole list of things you folks like me have been told that you do not step into this arena, otherwise you're going to have people pissing you off and trying to run you off on the highway. Pretty much. And since all of that has occurred to me, I don't really trip. My issue is not any of that. I'm in my mind, I'm funnier than Dave Chappelle, and I certainly could give a damn about the money. I'm going to clown because it has to be done. You can't have free speech without pissing some people off, period. End of discourse. If you thought anything other, well, then someone lied to you, sir. You got to have the push and the pull. That's how that go. What's your thought?
Man, yeah. People gonna hate on you. You keeping stuff real. You keeping it too real. Sometimes they want you to dumb it down. They want you to calm down a little bit. Back
hey,
off.
Bro, I told you earlier. I can't do the Nipsey Hussle reinterpretation of self. I understand what he was trying to do, and I understand why they took him out, because I live around the corner from where he at, up the road. It ain't nothing compared to a Houston mile to where I'm at from here. Yeah. Ain't nothing. Look, success is not built in the game for a lot of black people, for most of us, because we have interpreted a certain psychology, in my opinion, that allows us to fail. And it's hard to just burden that, but, you know, that's really, Killer Mike speaks to it. If I could find that Killer Mike piece, Killer Mike actually speaks to that, where he just says, look, you're not going to be anything other than pretty much the reincarnation of a black white person. Have you heard Killer Mike speak on this? Let me see if I can find it, bro.
I have to say this.
There he is.
Because I know our spirit and our emotions get stirred. I'm not against nobody on the panel. I'm with everybody on the panel. I'm not diametrically opposed to anybody on the panel. I agree with everything my brother said about revolutionaryism. So let me ask you guys a few questions. We're in the South. We're in the heart of the South right now. Who fishes? Who knows how to fish? Hands down. Who knows how to hunt?
Me.
Left hands. Hands down. Who shoots on a regular basis?
Me. Twice
a week. Hands down. Now you see how many hands? Who farms and grows their own food right now?
Me. And we.
Hands down. You ain't ready to oppose nothing. You are the part of this system as any white person gentrified in this city. And you can't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. It's as I've lived in this neighborhood long enough to know when two out of every five yards had a garden in the back. I'm old enough to know it when the Muslim community was the strongest security force. United States Army, just like the military. I've seen their words, seen black boys out there die in the streets, fighting and arguing with police. You have no fear. He was innocent and he got 19 years. His mama couldn't afford the right lawyer. His dad didn't know a senator. You have no wins. If you, I mean, if you practice a martial art today, who practices a martial art today?
I do.
How many boys are practicing a martial art in your community today? Today. That's what I'm saying. We're not ready to fight. You say fight back, fight the police. The police are trained to shoot. They're trained in martial combat. We're not. What are we going to do? Now, I'm not saying give up. I'm not saying you can't train yourself. But what I'm saying is, if you're not training every week, if you're not shooting every week, if you're not knowing how to grow your own food, arguing with me and arguing with the police ain't going to do nothing. Because if we all leave right now,
We back at the show, folks. We didn't answer the call. Everybody hear me? Guess not.
Hello?
We're back live at the Marty Smith Show. Everybody good?
Yeah, I'm still here. I can hear you.
The issue was, everybody listens to my show. It's 8:41 here on the West Coast. Even my boss listens to my show. They just called me from my company. I would have normally answered the call had I had a background song playing so that the rest of the internet, but we were in the middle of a live conversation. That means I dropped the conversation to the rest of the world just to pick up my job call that's asking me to do some special shit. And I know they're asking me to do something because it's 8:42 at night. And they don't call me unless it's special shit at 8:42. So, however, they've been invited to be on the show too. And so to be, you know, sucker free for everybody, if they're not going to play by the rules like Houston and Wisconsin, I mean, goddamn, y'all in tour. And y'all see me every day. These brothers ain't seen me yet. Or they don't, or I haven't, I don't remember. Or they owe me money. I don't know. You never know. That's why we do this show. We got to get it cleared up. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes everybody needs a show. I think every one of y'all needs a show. So just so folks can call in and clear up some shit. Are we good, big homie? Yes, sir. We good. Just hang up. All right, all right. Everybody, how your kids call in? We good? We cool? Nah. You didn't do what I asked you to do. Hang up, get off my show. You know? Think about it. Some of y'all need to have your wife or your loved ones call in. Or whatever you see, I don't know what everybody into, but whatever you into, hopefully a wife, you can have her call in. And put her on hold. And see how that works. He thought about it. I heard you thought about it. That's why pastors don't like me, because I'm quick like that. You see, I just catch up with, you know. Normally my shows is 2 hours, folks. Today's show is only 90. And there is an area of the show that I did say I'm going to speak on. And I hope y'all got your pens and pencils out or your recording devices so you can hear me speak quickly on I can't even say it. I should know how to say it. Out of all the words in my lexicon, I should know how to say crypt. Cryptocurrency. I should know. Everything blue. I should know how to say it. I should spank myself. I couldn't say cryptocurrency. Because it's spelled with a Y, like, you know, kryptonite. Before I could read, I thought kryptonite was C-R-I-P. Kryptonite. Hell yeah, nigga, we call kryptonite. They got kryptonite. And yeah, that killed them. That killed them. Kryptonite killed Superman? Yeah. All right. Well, how he get out? He has to have an anti-venom, anti-serum. And Lex Luthor is controlling his out. So Lex Luthor is actually selling both dope. The shit to get you hooked on it and the shit to get you off it. that's like a hurricane going both ways. Think about what I just said. You're going to die. Hope you got some Jesus, folks. Yep, I told you. Here we go. I told you about this cryptocurrency, so I'm going to tell you again, real quick. You need to get in this game because everybody's changing the platforms in which they're going to, like Amazon, only going to create, and you can create your own for you gentlemen that listening to me and all the public. You can create your own cryptocurrency. You can have the big honcho Houston currency, Wisconsin cheesehead currency, whatever. You can make your own. And we talked about that in previous shows. Anyone can download my show at blogtalkradio.com/ Blue National. So everything with me is consistent. Instagram is Blue National. My account here is Blue National. But I run a blue think tank. And the whole thing is we're thinking blue and nationally. Why you need to invest in cryptocurrency is because you just need to take everybody's wasting. Out here we have the whole weed vape thing and the car phenomenon. Or investing in kids over the top. So producing $300 parties for a 5-year-old or 5-month-year-old infant is or kid is ridiculous. 5-year-olds almost ridiculous. You know, big parties like that. So you're wasting money. Take some of that, invest in cryptocurrency, because if nothing else, for some of y'all, you're going to retire. Everybody ain't going to retire. Some of y'all going to die. Some of y'all going to keep working until you die, well until you're 90, hopefully, 80, 120 for some of y'all. And for everybody that heard me, some of y'all was like, please don't put that on me. Well, as long as you're above ground, you understand what I'm saying. You need to have something to go to, and nothing is certain today in today's economic schism, meaning you go to work every day. You don't expect necessarily to do anything but work, put a little something aside if you can afford to. The reason why I got into this cryptocurrency thing was because it just seemed like I could drink a 6-pack of beer every day. That's about I got a 12-pack today. That was a $6.99 one today. And then you with the 24 on top, that was a then the blunt wrap, that was so about $8 in brewskis and blunt wrap. And then I had to have the hot wings. I think I could find $5 to invest in some damn Bitcoin. And that was my attitude. And so I did that. And I spoke on it in previous shows. Download them, okay, at blogtalkradio.com. And you can even, once you go to blogtalkradio.com, you can do a browser search for the Marty Smith Show, or the producer of the show is Black Noise Radio. So all shows are produced by Black Noise Radio. However, I own all of it. That part. So, Bitcoin. It didn't go down like they said it was. It's actually up. And I am going to pull up the current market rate of Bitcoin right now and tell you where I am. So, to get you real quick, for those new listeners, I invested nothing into what's called a miner. So cryptocurrency is sort of like the dope game. You either got to create your own dope, go buy some from somebody else. It don't work if you steal it because they got your digital footprint. So just leave that, you know, you can't thug it. Or people can give it to you, though. Which actually means the big homie could have pulled a heist and stole the Bitcoin and just sent it to you, and it's all good as long as your address is good. So I told you, you have to have what's called a digital wallet. The best place to get that wallet is Coinbase, and that's a simple app base. And back that up with called Coinami. Coinami. Coin Nomi. I think. Yeah, Coinami. Yeah, something like that. And that's called also a blockchain. So your digital wallet is like your account at a bank to allow you to receive and transfer Bitcoin or any cryptocurrency. Now we have multiple platforms. We all know about Bitcoin. Now there's multiple coins. There's Litecoin, Ethereum, Dash. I've said you can make your own coins. Anyone can make a coin to have asset and value to it. So, yeah, I can go out into the market and create my own weed. I got Marty Martum. Is that fire though, Playboy? But I got it. But is that fire though, Playboy? You don't have no value behind it. So you got to have value behind whatever you create. If it's fire, and you can create fire, for you record people, hopefully listening, if you can create fire behind an artist, for you entertainers, hopefully listening, you can create your own cryptocurrency and fund something with a simple network of a few tens to hundreds of people. Yeah, rewind what I just said. That's why you listen to the Marty Smith Show. You can actually do that. But for most folks, that's going to take some development, or you were already sitting on a few million. If you're sitting on more than $100,000 trying to put out some music right now or some entertainment, you don't really need to be talking to me. Unless you just are clueless in terms of, or you stuck like deer in the headlight in terms of how to be going forward. Because it don't take that much money to do it no more. Back in the day, if you had that kind of budget, yeah, everybody be clamoring at you trying to get every piece of money you have. Now, most folks is like, bro, do you have an infrastructure in terms of just a simple digital plan? Like a digital wallet? We're in a new medium. It's all transfer. Anybody listening to me on my show? Or am I just talking to myself?
No, we listen. When did you get into Bitcoin?
I invested for the first time around, well, no. I invested. When I got into it, it's different. I got into it. I dropped out of my doctorate of business degree. I have my MBA, but I dropped out because they didn't want me to finish the shit, and I wasn't going to fight them, and it's some federal shit. I was trying to get a doctorate of business in medical marijuana, and they told me, you know, most people would love to see you pursue this, but you're not going to be successful. And that was during the Obama years. And that nigga, you know what? I'm good. I'm good, bro. I'm good. I tried to do all that. But, I got four-fifths of the way done. If I could have just got through six more months without a nervous breakdown, I didn't have a nervous breakdown, but I could have. You know, it was hard, bro. That fool put a patent on weed. Tell you like that. Anyway, my brain is extraordinary in terms of academics and placing things. And I got into Bitcoin way back, but I invested after failed attempts. In some of my previous shows, I talked about how every time I tried to, they said, I was just listening to the radio. White folks said, you could just buy it with your credit card and your debit card. So Marty Marr just tried to buy some Bitcoin with his debit card a few months ago. Oh, womp, womp, womp. No, not you, nigga. Not going to happen. You need to produce your ID, your mama's ID, and everybody to call in your show ID. Okay? Oh, you're not getting no coins. fuck you. And that went on for months. PayPal was like, oh, yeah, yeah. When you buying the shit you want, it's cool. Now you trying to fuck with us. No, you get the nigger claws. Nigger claws. No Bitcoin for Marty Mar. That went on for months. And so then I saw another article that said I could do it. And then I was like, I believe I can fly. And I tried to buy some Bitcoin with another credit card. And the motherfucker was like, I almost got through, bro. I got right there, bro. Then I got a call from these motherfuckers from Israel. This is real talk. They call me in the middle of the night like, hey, yo, Marcellus. This is my real name, Marcellus Smith. Yeah, this is Marty. You're training by Bitcoin. Yeah. $120 worth, which is actually a penny worth of Bitcoin, bro. So Bitcoin is like crack on steroids. One Bitcoin is worth $10,000. I was just trying to get $120 worth of $10,000. So that's a penny. So, but they was like, nigga, you can't even get that. All right. I finally, I guess I'm updating it, y'all, as I'm telling the story backwards. Everybody getting an update today. Got that, and now I'm updating everybody on where my accounts are. I have more than one, and I figured out how to acquire. Again, you have to mine them, meaning you have to make your own dope, or somebody got to sell it to you or give it to you. There's no way you can just go over and just take homie shit like we used to do when we didn't know Jesus. Anybody, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah, so Bitcoin is a little different. Now, where I'm at now, I finally figured out how to maneuver the system. I've already talked about that. And I invested in what's called miners, meaning I got Bitcoin hoes in the cloud making my own Bitcoin dough. You get that? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. I have accrued. I started with less than a penny, bro. That shit was .0000000005. Now I'm at .003. You know how much that is in dollars?
Sound like a hell of a
come
bit.
On. Y'all ready for the drum roll? .003. Actually, 3.9. I'll be 4.004 by the morning. That's approximately $4 in Bitcoin. So four American dollars that accrued because I bought, actually, I invested in mining. So, again, there's only three ways to get them. Either someone has to give them to you or sell them to you, or you have to make your own through certain apps and for computing and coding. And I know some things. So I got those apps. I've already talked about how you can acquire them too. And then I bought, again, I told you I invested in Ethereum, which is the energy that runs the web in general and the cloud. So rather than having 4,000 little microcomputers or literally micro hoes in the back room of my house churning out Bitcoins until I let them sleep, you really are doing it on the cloud. It's out of sight, out of mind. I'm using these old school analogies because the dope game is easy to understand. Right?
Right on.
Now, y'all might think $3, that ain't shit. Bro, I started at less than a penny. And that was July 3rd. So, all right, y'all be like, okay, that ain't no money. Well, y'all ain't retiring. And y'all can't allow that little account to sit around for like 15 years. time. Huh. Marty Marr, no man. And remember, we don't control the price of Bitcoin today. They said it would never get to 10,000. That was when it was at 1,500 and I had the money. That was when Nipsey Hussle was trying to make his record, trying to buy a store. I had the money then. Now it's like one Bitcoin is at 10,000. Okay, 1 gram of good weed is 10 G's. Oh man, okay. Nigga got to have that in his life. That's where it is. So invest now, otherwise you're going to end up, or y'all think white folks is not going to keep pushing the price up? The price of weed is so low, it's ridiculous. But the quantity you get is ridiculous. You feel me? I can't work with a gram of in a blunt. That don't work. Mm-hmm. I don't care if I got a $10 top shelf, bro. I'm good. How about a give me 20, man, and something for my mama, just a sprinkle. I'm an old school nigga. I'm funny, but you know, really, Bitcoin is like that. You have to use the dope game as an analogy because that frees your mind to understand why you needed to take some extra chip. Why I bought a miner. You can go to Bitcoin Miner in the App Store, get a Bitcoin miner, and allow that to work. Hopefully you get the right one, and then you have to make sure you have an appropriate digital wallet because you'll be mining, you'll be making Bitcoin dope. And you ain't going to get none of that when you take it to market. Yeah, we'll front you it all day. Bro, you ain't going to see none of that on the get back. None of that. And you can't even get angry because you didn't put it in the right wallet. So we have covered how to put it in a wallet, and then you need to be connected to an exchange. So your wallet goes into a bank. The bank is part of an exchange, which is a network of financial operatives. Now, thanks to Trump and the U.S. government, actually it started a little before Trump and Obama, they track all transactions. So $20, $30 here. Here's the thing, gentlemen. By January 1st, the $3 will be $300. By January 1st of 2021, so that's 365 days away plus the rest of the time from today to the end of the year, okay? You add all that up, then you'll be at 3,000. So each zero mark going toward the one, so 0.003, which is where I am, is $3. 0.03 is 300. 0.3 is 3,000. If one Bitcoin is worth what? 10 G's. 3.0 is $30,000. Get it? It will take me, if I don't do nothing but just keep these shows until I get grayer hair, it will take me to get to a $30,000 mark unless everything collapses in the market and this is, becomes a mute subject. But as it contains today, I am looking at 20, late 21, early 21. So what I just told you folks is that there are no investments other than actually going hard in the paint old school, going back into the dope game or pimp game or whatever, even preaching and just taking it out of the pulpit. I give a fuck. Real estate don't even pay that rate of return. So I just told you, I'm trying to retire for sure. By the time I'm 66, 65, I just got in my AARP card. I got all this game and shit, but this game is telling me to keep my Denzels up so I don't end up all fucked up and have some cash to float. That's why you invest in that. The other thing is, some folks decided that they want to trade in currency this way. Oh, you meaning yes. I know people who went out and bought Range Rovers with Bitcoin. Yes, I know them. They have a at top shelf apartment. The top of the, you know, the, yeah, it's a 130-floor tower. Yeah, and the homie's up there, and he invested way back in 2013. I didn't. I'm telling you, I'm trying to get from zero nothing to 20 cents to $3 to 3,000 to 30,000. I'll get there. I ain't worried because I didn't tell you one thing. I then went out and invested in my own miners. So I bought my own account, and then I got on a contract. See, I left that part out, folks. Houston, I left that out. I'm telling you now. After I saw it working, I didn't give a damn. I didn't give a damn if it went from zero to a half of a penny. But it was less than a half of a half. I have a business degree. I have an MBA. Good fuck. That's free money. I don't need it. That's like, yeah. That's like moonshine being mine. Yes, sir. That's why I went to Alabama last week. So I can drink moonshine. Yes, and we got a whole vat of it. Every time you come, it's three times the amount. I don't even drink that much. I'm only drinking 1 week worth every year. Yes, every year you come, you have your year worth, and you get what? All your shit's free. If you're only drinking a week, you got the best free week ever. And you get the other, there's 52 weeks in the year, the other 51 free. On us, accruing interest. That's how Bitcoin is. It's like putting the weed down, roll your blunt, and just fill it up and hide it from yourself. Next thing you know, when you really need them, and then you might have some to sell because you made your own, bro. That's how Bitcoin is. Folks, everybody understand where I'm coming from. It's not about going platinum. Now, if you had the resources, you didn't have to start where I am. You could have done the exact same thing and put $3,000 of your own damn money down once you figure out how they can do the transaction. I told you I went through about 3-6 months of, oh, no, we ain't taking none of your money because you got to put your location on. And my location says, yes, you're that black guy in the hood that keeps kicking up all that dust on the Martin Smith show. Oh, well, we got to look at you again. And here's the issue, gentlemen. A lot of people use cryptocurrency for bullshit, meaning they really trying to set up the dope deal or the people smuggling or the whatever or the fraud shit. I'd rather just get the money. I don't want the bloody details. I'm old-fashioned. And give me a way to cash it. So, once you got a digital wallet, you can get the shit in your wallet. Okay? You have to accrue enough of it so that they'll send it. They're not going to be sending 50 cents worth of Bitcoin. I have one account that does do that. It accrues. I have $100 accounts and penny accounts, which are on the way to a thousand accounts because at some point I realized, and there's an option to reinvest in yourself. So I wasn't looking at it as Bitcoin at one point. I became what I am very accustomed to, which is looking at it as financial investment or a return on a dollar. So how can I take this sack, break that up into these mini sacks, and make 1.5 times profit, and then go back tomorrow morning and buy another and keep doing that and keep siphoning off enough for 3 sacks every 3 days. And I learned that when I was 11, selling sacks on 67th, or watching the homies sell them on 67th by the time I earned my degree and sell them by the time I was 16, 17. So at the end of the day, Bitcoin, my approach with the same logic. Same logic like I did when I worked in insurance for years and settled claims and understand how you're paying for something that's going to cover you bigger down the road. It was not about going platinum. However, if you're sitting on 30 G's, yes, there is a way you could just go buy 30 G's. I told you you'll buy 3 Bitcoin with 30 G's. So somebody's out there going, fuck is that, 3 Bitcoin? Because your math is off, your mind's off. You're only on quantity. When we go in America, it's like 3 million. I'm a big ticket item. 3 Bitcoin is worth what? So 3 gold bars as opposed to 3 gold ropes. Understand what I'm saying?
30,000.
Yeah, 3 Bitcoin is 3 gold bars. So that's why you put the 30,000, because today the China tariffs, what Trump is doing, affects the market. China is responding to the cryptocurrency market. They have the most people organized of any nation in the world. There's like billions of people, and they make everything. It's important, though. If you do have 30,000 or 3,000 on the sideline, $3,000 investment in Bitcoin is not going to be 3 Bitcoin. That's going to be 30% of what? Because 1 Bitcoin is 10,000. My brain has just went into math academia. I'm sorry, folks. I'm not trying to lecture. I used to lecture. I could go there, too, and just take you down the whole academic path and then bring you back in terms of why it is you want to just sit $3 aside. Because you're not worried about the $3,000. Because you don't understand this market's not stable. Meaning, fool, you can go out there and buy 30,000 like Marty Marr said tomorrow. Go on, pop your collar, boy. Tell the folks off your shit. Whatever you're going to do. You'll be broke in the morning because the market might change. It's not stable. This is not the stock market. This is not gold bars. Gold bars ain't going to lose total value overnight. Bitcoins? Why? The white folks made it up. All we doing is playing in their game. That's all we doing. I'm not even saying try to not do it. And tuck your little record company money in it, your little church investment money in it, your scholarship for your kid money in it. I didn't say put all your money in it. Have something to do and be able to teach it. Because it's changing every day. Because they want a replacement to the dollar. That is important. As long as you have politicians, whether it's a Obama or a Trump, and a federal regulation, the Fed, a banking regulation system, a World Bank, everybody else going to figure out a way to say, fuck that, and let's just get it cracking with something else. That's how we got hip-hop in the first place. Think about what I just said. Hip-hop itself was its own currency until a few folks overstepped the white folks' rule and left a bloody trail. Y'all understand that one day. invest now. I didn't say go $30,000, but $3, understand it, get you, do what I did. So I went and got a little, I went to the Google App Store and just plugged in Bitcoin miner. It took me months every step of the way. And they, these sites kept leading me to certain things. Some of them was bullshit, and a lot of them is Russian and Greek, but some of them I just like, okay. But then I went back and I understood what I knew about all my years of academic training and getting a college degree in the first place, and then getting a master's degree, and then getting all of them. I went back after all that and then got back to trade school, went back to junior college. Now I got architecture degrees and planning and stuff. But that was it. You know, that ain't my thing. As well as I'm fully on some Homeland Security shit. I'm multifaceted, and I'll play the hell out my trumpet. That's what we do. But today we're trying to tell you how to use all this feng shui in your own right and bring it into why you need to just research. We don't give financial advice here on the Marty Smith Show. I cannot. I will not. But I will tell you, I don't even like giving advice. I'll just tell you some game. Get involved in something bigger than yourself just as a way to see, let your doubting Thomas come out. So I remember when it was at 000 less than a penny. Then it got to $3. That was in one account. Now, 3 months later, I'm on. I don't need to do nothing but leave this alone. Yeah, you basically have a money funnel. But you also, Marty, have to make sure that once you hit your mark, meaning, okay, once it hits the $300 mark, I can even attempt to take money out. So what it's doing is accruing, just like interest. It's mining, but at a much faster rate. But when it hits the $300 mark, the system of cryptocurrency will allow me to make a transaction because I'm going to have to pay to move it. So what I just said is that it's not in my digital wallet yet. These just hoes out there making me cryptocurrency on the corner. They never brought me my paper yet. Got it? But I had to set up the account. If I don't set up the account, I won't even have them on the corner. I can only get them to get me my paper. My contract is only to have them on the corner. So my cryptocurrency contracts only allow me to mine. They do not allow me to take any money out of the mining account. It shows what I mine every day. Every night it just shows it just paid me bits of a penny worth or bits of 50 cent worth of less than 50 cent worth of Bitcoin. It just did. Every night. I have about 3 or 4 of them do that. I can't even touch it and move it to my wallet again. So it's in my back pocket until it hits a certain number. Got it? Everybody understand? It gets complicated. I know. It ain't like regular banking. After it hits a certain number, I can transfer it to my wallet. I told some of y'all earlier I'm smarter than that, and there has been a lot of theft and fraud at big accounts. So some of the most secure blockchains, which is the banking network from which your digital wallet is owned. So your digital wallet is in your name at digital wallet, Bank of America wallet, for instance. The blockchain is the financial network of all the money in that system. There are multiple blockchains. Those are the ones you see on news getting hacked all the time to get your password to your digital wallet and transfer your digital funds. I hope I'm being clear. I hope it's making a good picture in your mind. So, told you, yes, invest in the best ones. Don't go for cheap Willie. Don't go for the cheap old English when you can just get the same rock gut old English and have the same night sweats and the same bubble gut. Why want to have fake weed when I can have the same feeling with good weed? I would rather fuck her than jack off. Get it? I hope you're getting it. Anyway, investing in cryptocurrency is as simple as that. Put a dollar in, it may exponentially go to a G and forget about it. But make sure that if it do get to a G and then you get thirsty, my nigga, that you put it in your rightful bank, your wallet. Because if you didn't, and you thought you just came up, and you put the C note on the side of your sticky, and it hit the ground, and you went on into the metro, you didn't get the paper, playboy. Cracker ain't got that. You get it? You have to put it in your digital wallet. Then you got to make sure your digital wallet, it could be Bank of America. They will still hit it. That's why I put it in three different wallets. Copy? I got three different digital wallets and four different accounts collecting Bitcoin. So I don't have one trap house of Bitcoin. I have four. I don't have one set network of red bones at one house. I got red bones, black bones, pink bones at all the houses. And they dripping out Bitcoin. And in 10 years, yeah, I'll be well past 30,000. Well past. As simple as that. And that's the reason I did it. Because in 10 years, I have to get off the clock. I actually have to retire out all the game. And go on into the sale. I'll probably keep my show, I hope, but I'll be retiring out all the game, meaning I'll be past a certain age where I said that I won't keep with this foolishness. I hope y'all liked my show. I hope it benefited you. If you want more information on which actual cryptocurrency accounts I have, just email me. Got it?
Blue Think Tank.
Any questions? What?
I was giving everybody an email again.
BlueThinkTank@gmail.com. I'm consistent. That's the same one I said hours ago. The whole point is, again, like I told y'all back down earlier, what we try to do here on this show is teach a certain talk and actually back it up with some type of instruction of leadership. That makes sense. So just talking about being a leader is one thing. Instructing you to where to go apply for that job is a little different. And then telling you, I know the manager over there that's going to interview you, is even better. That's how we try to do things. The cryptocurrency will tie into, if you make an extra few million or tens of thousands or 30,000, you might want to do something with it. There ain't gonna be too many opportunities out there where you can take 15,000. One of my friends invested in Netflix real early. Real, I mean, this was, this might have been 98. And I lived next door to him at the warehouse. We had a big old warehouse up in the Bay Area. He invested and he made, he's a happy camper, bro. He's a happy camper. Yeah, I remember that guy, and he's ridiculous. But that's how I feel about the cryptocurrency. Certainly, you can do the same speculative analysis I did with $30,000 or $1 million. You can put $1 million in the market, and it might give you double, triple in a week or two. I'm not going to advise you to do that because you could be sidelined minus $3 million in a week or two. Feel me? So sometimes when you're playing dominoes, all money ain't good money. That's all I'm saying. I'd rather win the game, but I don't need a dirty 30 right now because that dirty 30 is not what I need. I don't need a 25 that's going to give you a 50 on the next hand. Feel me?
Uh-huh.
Even with a 15 sometimes. I just say, no, I just take a 5. I chip it off. I'm going to win. I'm going to beat your ass. I'm just not going to allow you to know. You get no happiness. You have to play the financial markets like that, too. And I think that cryptocurrency, and particularly what Nipsey Hussle was really trying to say about it, what he really was trying to say is what I'm trying to say. This is one of the things he and I do agree on. Get involved. You feel me? And be conservative in your involvement. Don't put up all your welfare, your child's future. I didn't say try to play it like you at a crap game or at the riverboat casino. No, none of that. Think about it in terms of something outside of the box in today's medium. We didn't have this back then. We didn't have cell phones to do all this shit. So that's what I'm saying. Folks, y'all have listened to the Marty Smith Show. I'm going to be back tomorrow about 11:30 Pacific Standard Time. I got 90 seconds left. Any last thoughts for me, 409?
No, man, I'm just listening, taking it all in, learning about the cryptocurrency. I downloaded Coinbase.
So
I can keep
what do you think?
It.
Give me some feedback. Give me some feedback. What do you think?
I mean, I just downloaded Coinbase, so I'm going to do my research on it and check it out. I'm looking at all of the different types of cryptocurrency right now.
Yeah, start with Coinbase. Hold on real quick. Let me see if I can. Because I can send you to the App Store. That'll mean you're going to get the right app. But sometimes so I closed my miner. What I'm trying to do, folks, is pull up the. It just says server mining. It's black and gold. Here's the other thing. And I actually believe this because I used to be a computer teacher. And this is how we are. This is how tech people are. Tech people are like this. And like, people don't know this about Facebook and all that social media shit. We're funny style. Meaning, we're going to set up a platform, and we're going to tell you it's going to do all this, but we really don't want you all the way in where we're trying to go. And we set up these bugs in to trap you in and then create some other shit. And that's what Facebook and all these platforms have become. And so what I realize is that you are only allowed to move in the game, is, and I learned this years ago in the 90s in the music industry, you can only move as far as they allow you to move. And so I only think some of these accounts that I am working right now, and look up one called Hashiny, Hashiny. You want to be with them. But that's just one. That's just one. Hashiny. But that's a third eye account, meaning that ain't for people trying. You need to have another account to set you up to understand it. That's for big boys. But that's the one you're going to end up with, because you're not playing with them. And they're going to make you toggle your phone to your computer if you have a computer, and it works all fine. Now, everything I'm talking about, folks, I don't need a computer. It's on my phone. And I have to have my phone on. I can turn it off and start it from time to time and refresh it, but I always have to check to make sure that my apps are mining, not in my phone, but the cloud. And then there's another realm. This shit is complicated. I'm going to shut up in a minute. There's another realm where you're doing network mining. So me, you, another area code, and 15,000 other area codes all get together, purchase one miner. So we purchased one trap house with the same light skin hoes, and we had them mining our Bitcoin dope. Makes sense? Yeah, it makes sense. Do me a favor, my brother. You have all my numbers. You follow up with that and then get back to me. Let me know if you need, on my private side, any help with what to get into, because there's some things I'd like to tell you and I can't tell you over the air.
I got you.
But there's one minor that it just, from the time I put it on, I don't even know how I got on my phone. Because, see, I'm going to be real with you, my brothers and sisters. This awesome federally shit. E40 will tell you straight up, there's some federal shit, and don't even enter the game acting like you just dabble pimping. You got real pimps, and then you got dabble pimps. A dabble pimp is just dabbling. A real pimp, though, he carry a wager, and he'll cut your ass. All right? So this year, look up server mining. Server, one word, mining, like mining coal. Server, like Mr. Server, mining. In the App Store, it should be black and gold with a white D. Get back to me. Hopefully that'll work and send you on your way, because that has really allowed me to see that this is not a joke. All right, folks, I got to go, because you know what? I didn't drink all my beer yet, and I've been talking to y'all. So it's time to go. I'll be back tomorrow, 11:30 Pacific Standard Time or thereabouts, and we're going to talk it up and probably get into this Trump thing again. I don't know what we're going to talk about, because it's already been said, but, you know, hell, let's talk about his hairdo. I'm out.